8:31, this is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. State Representative Court Boyce joining us from the South Coast this morning. Court, good morning.
Well, good day. Always good to be on with you, Kyle.
So wanted to talk about last week. You legislators met for legislative days. Talk about what took place.
You know, I'm on the Ag, Natural Resource, Water, and Land Use Committee, and you know, it's got the longest title, so we figure it must be the most important. But no, it's just so appropriate for the three counties that I represent. And water, Kyle, is becoming a bigger and bigger issue. The planning the state wants to do in some ways I think is really good. Some ways it may hurt our farmers. You know, we have the illegal pot growers that contaminate our water and don't have rights to that. So we just have to really put something together that it's got to long-term be exceptional for our citizens, and no more dam removals, for goodness sake.
So what took place structurally last week? I don't know if all of these legislative days operate the same or if they're all a little different.
You know, that's a good question. Pretty laid back. Serious committee work, but we're looking at just sometimes in the minority party, we feel like we are so determined to stop new taxes. That's always a threat. And then the money goes outside of Southern Oregon and Eastern Oregon, out of the rural areas to the metro vicinities. And so the growth of government, you know, we're looking to for the coming election. We're looking at the non-affiliated voters, the independents who are probably, I think, somewhat understandably unhappy with both parties. We've just been out of control, the conservative movement, for 40 years in Oregon. You see the results. I mean, look at Portland State. We're already forgetting that 17 police cars were destroyed and nobody held accountable. So we're just going to keep fighting. We don't like being on the defense all the time, but if we can get control of the committees, we can go on the offense and just return things to normal, Kyle, back to basics, and yeah, hold people accountable for that kind of destruction, that kind of vandalism, and tremendous cost, as you know.
As we get into the summer months now, kind of talk about what your legislative schedule is like. Do you have committees still meeting? What's going on?
You know, we'll have a couple months off, but I just got back last night from Medford. I had my number four granddaughter graduated from high school. I was at the Coquille River Days Parade and the Brookings Azalea Parade a week ago Saturday. We've handed out almost 700 flags, little American flags, to kids, and just seeing the families there. That's why our South Coast delegation is so determined to protect families, protect business, our natural resources. We're rural communities. And so, you know, it's back to patriotism. It's back to common sense government. And so I'll be at several parades and just connecting with the people and listening. And we'll probably have some town halls. September, we'll be back for a couple weeks in legislative days, Kyle.
Now, you mentioned the South Coast. It made me think about some of the work the county, Douglas County, has been working on with some of the things over in the Winchester Bay area. Of course, right now, the Windy Cove Crab and Fishing Dock is closed while they're getting that put back in usable condition after a storm back in January. But there does seem to be a lot of interest from the county and improving the coastal areas of Douglas County, which I imagine has got to be of benefit to the entire South Coast region.
You know, our Oregon Coastal Caucus is becoming more and more influential all the time. And those offshore wind issues that we are fighting against, the certainly, as you just mentioned there, the fishing issues, we've got a chance to make a difference there, and just really good representation on that caucus. The same thing, the Veterans Caucus. We had a meeting last Wednesday during legislative days, very well attended by both senators and reps, and just a lot of good things happening there, some momentum that I think we've lacked for some time. But yeah, back to the coast, protecting our businesses. You know, it's hard to believe, but we actually 80%, Kyle, of the seafoods that we serve to the Oregonians on the coast doesn't come from our coastal fishermen. So we've got some serious work to do there, and we're aware and determined.
Now, talk about the fall election cycle. Do you feel like Republicans are poised to pick up some seats in the legislature?
I do, and I'm very optimistic about that. I think people are just seeing a breakdown in our culture. You know, the emotional issues that I think are so important that, you know, 16-year-olds can vote. Why not 14-year-olds, for goodness sakes? Automatically register illegal immigrants that they don't have any right until they go through our system and do it the right way. And nobody I know is opposed to illegal immigration. They just, you don't have the right to vote and then have the American taxpayers, the Oregonia taxpayers, pay for the consequences of, you know, random voting and even those that cheat. So we're getting some really good candidates that have filed. We have our fingers crossed. We're going to be working really hard, and we're just asking, hey, if the Oregonians put us, Oregonians put us in charge, we will give us 2 years, maybe four. We will hold ourselves accountable. We will work as hard as we can, again, to return to normal and just save our society. I mean, our kids, our families, businesses, obviously are depending on us to do the right thing and work hard.
Are there some specific pieces of legislation you're already working on for the next session of the legislature?
We had a good housing and four bills there in particular, Kyle, that and we hardly got anything done in the 2023 session, but this short session, we did really well. Now we got to build on that. And so that's land use changes. That is finding more available land. That is less regulation. That is appreciating our builders, our contractors, our developers, and just saying, hey, don't go to Idaho, stay in Oregon. We've got a lot of homes to build, and then we don't want to import lumber, for goodness sakes, into Oregon to build the homes that we desperately need. We want to keep our mills going strong. We want to find green timber for them, manage our forest well. And I have a big meeting on Wednesday with the Fire Marshal Mariana Ruiz Temple and the OSHA people that are nationally putting regulations on our volunteer fire departments that are just absolutely unacceptable. We're going to battle that too.
And as you go through this particular period of time, what's been the hardest part about being in the legislature?
You know, sometimes I get that question, and it's you know, with my it's easy to stay motivated. I've mentioned the families because that's so important. You know, parents that need support. It's just not the folks that don't work. And, you know, we want to support those that are on hard times. We can never overlook the middle income families that are just really striving to make it work. And so as far as what's really hard, you know, there's a lot of people that I work with up there and will go the extra mile that are on the other side. That's just my responsibility, and that's how I'll best serve our people. But we have to wear them down with common sense, logic, and certainly truth. And so, you know, I don't know if we'll ever be able to save Portland or change it back, but we can never quit trying.
All right, State Representative Court Boyce, thanks for joining us this morning.
All my best. Thanks again, Kyle.
840.